The Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association has received a $4,500 grant to expand Alaskans Own, a community-supported fishery program. The grant comes from Northwest Farm Credit Services, which awards grants to rural communities three times a year. Linda Bankin, ALFA's executive director, says that Alaskans Own qualified because it is steeped in keeping local fish local. This fall, ALFA assumed sole management of the operation, which includes sales of local salmon, lingcod, halibut, and rockfish.
Part of what we want to do with Alaskan Zone is reconnect people who live in the state with the people who go fishing and with how important and exciting that way of life can be.
Operating from May through October at the height of the fishing season, Alaskans Own sells the catch of local fishermen through a monthly subscription service. There are 125 fishermen and roughly 100 subscribers. Nearly all of them are Alaskan. Bankin says Alaskans Own also makes an effort to process the fish locally instead of marketing directly. The profits from Alaskans Own are funneled back into ALFA's Fisheries Conservation Network, which conducts research projects with fishermen. The goal of all of this is to reverse what Bankin sees as an alarming trend of Alaskans losing access to their own fisheries.
There's been a migration of access, whether it's limited entry permits in state waters or federal quota share, out of state and also out of rural communities. And since rural communities, many of them have little other alternative sources of income or employment, losing access to fish can really mean losing community.
As we speak, Bankin is on her way to a two-day conference in Anchorage dedicated to fisheries access and says she's excited that Alaskans Own will have a place at the table. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.